Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is on the line from Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Can you recap the weather we've had here in the eastern part of the Corn Belt? It's been pretty wet, and then look forward for me too.
Yeah, well, we've certainly seen these swaths of higher rainfall totals impact portions of the eastern belt, sections of central southern Illinois, if you pocket northern Illinois, and then swaths in central southern Indiana and into Ohio. And part of that was the result of overall a pretty potent storm system that tracked across the Corn Belt here over the weekend. But it did produce widespread rain activity actually across much of the Corn Belt, but it was in those areas of the eastern belt that we did see some of the highest amounts. As we go through the next couple of weeks, we continue to see an active pattern, especially in areas of the eastern Corn Belt. And so western belt will have a bit more dry days here upcoming, but overall this active pattern will continue. So again, for any areas that are struggling for planting here, especially in the eastern belt, that certainly though that those issues will continue to be ongoing here as a result of this active pattern persisting through month's end, and even for that matter into the first few days of June.
We have cooled down substantially. Are we more at normal levels or below average at this time?
No, we're below average right now. And if you look at temperatures so far this month, we are averaging out to be cooler than the 30-year average. And while this week does feature a continuation of this cooler than normal temperatures, it does look like next week we'll see a warming of temperatures and ultimately getting into a warmer than normal pattern. So, but, you know, we need to get to next week basically on and after the Memorial Day holiday is when summer finally arrives.
And finally, can you take a look at the Chinese crop for me and how it's faring across that nation?
Yeah, well, the reports of delays in corn and soybean planting in northeastern China because of dryness, and certainly the data does support that with areas near Beijing and Hebei province up through western Heilongjiang, where rainfall over the past 30 days has been less than 25% of normal. And this is the time of year when rainfall totals start escalating. And so they've been lacking here, obviously, in that dry swath, which puts more emphasis on that area getting rain. And actually, there is some rain ongoing right now across portions of that dry acreage. And so they are seeing some relief. There looks to be some additional rain coming up in early June. So probably not enough to eliminate the dryness, but certainly enough to help improve things and at least get more corn and soybeans to be planted here by month's end.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.